Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the pod, y'all. Yes. There have been so many fucking changes, so much going on in my sphere, in my environment, in my life. Also, what about the first 6 months of 2020? How has it been for you? Because it's been a shit show over here. Obviously, I haven't even had the time or the energy to do this in a very long time. So I think what I want to just go into today is some of the changes coming to my brand and the podcast and what I will be doing in the future. And that has a lot to do with shifting into a more embodied version of myself, a more authentic version, first of all. I feel like ever since I started my business, I've always been passionate in general about everything that I learn about. And when I learn something, I am always feeling called to teach it. And what I'm realizing is that just because I learn about certain things or I like certain things, it doesn't always need to be taught. And let me just tell you, I have Mercury in Sagittarius. Like, I literally just can't fucking help it. And I'm trying. Like, I'm trying to really look into that and find the deeper meaning of what I'm here to do and what I'm here to be a part of. And I went through this struggle of not understanding that, not really fully being able to see what purpose even is, like being so attached to this idea that I have to have a purpose or that what I'm good at is my purpose, X, Y, and Z. And there is I feel like that can be very detrimental when you are attached to it in that way, in such a emotional way. And I'm also seeing uprising, is that the word you would use? In the coaching sphere, so many new coaches, so many people believing in themselves, stepping into this energy of like being able to help other people and impact their lives. And what I want to kind of go into is that if you are looking to be a coach, or if it's ever crossed your mind, or if you're thinking, well, I helped myself in this way, and now I want to help other people in that way, I want to ask you, are you doing this intentionally through your own void? Are you doing that? Okay, the question is, that wasn't the greatest way to ask. Is there a void that you're trying to fulfill by helping people? Do you want to help people because you truly want to help people? Or do you want to help people because it gives you significance and it gives you that recognition of like, I'm a good person because I help people? This is dangerous. This is not the way to go into your coaching role and your leadership role. It's actually very dangerous and detrimental to the progress and the results that your clients get, because how you're approaching your work is how you're going to bring in people into your environment. So if you are doing this to save people and be the helper and be the significant, you know, mama bear, I invite you to explore that. I invite you to explore that deeper. Take a step back and ask yourself, what am I really here to do? And sometimes I truly believe we are not all here to help everyone. We are not here. We're not all here to be of service and do these profound whatever. Yeah, we all have the potential. We all have the ability to do that. But we are not all here for that specifically. There is no, this is the thing, is you get to decide what you're here to do. You get to decide what you're good at. You get to decide how much education you want to put into this, how much experience that you want to have. It is literally all in your hands. So if you want to be a coach, it's very important for you to understand you are in control of what it is that you're projecting and whatever it is that you're perpetuating and whatever it is that you are bringing into this world. And not just that, what you're bringing into your client relationships, what you are bringing into your communities, your groups, and are you inclusive? Are you doing the work, the anti-racism work? We're in the middle of a revolution right now. We're at the very beginning of a revolution right now. And I want you to explore what you're doing. What are you doing to really make a difference? And a lot of the times too, there's a lot going on in the coaching realm and the spiritual community about how, you know, COVID-19 and the civil rights movement is 3D and it's like this sheep thing, and you're like a sheep if you wear a mask, and you're a sheep if you believe the media and, you know, what they're saying. And I also invite you, if you're exploring that and you're navigating that in such a way that is bypassing, because that's what that is, when you see real issues in the world and see very real human things and you start to bypass them, and because it doesn't affect you, or because it brings some discomfort into your life, it's very, very important for you to explore that, okay? I invite you to please explore that without bringing your ego into it, without allowing all of this vocabulary of white fragility and white supremacy, white tears, white saviorism. Yes, those words are very triggering because they are true, because they bring truth to the energy of what you're participating in. And so always be aware of what you're participating in. Always be aware. We cannot have an awareness without humanness. So as spiritual as you want to be, as aware as you want to say that you are, I invite you to explore that awareness. So that was not planned, but feel like it was very important to say. And so there is a new way. There is a new way of going about being a coach in this industry. And what I've discovered through my last 6 years of coaching is that a lot of my ideologies and a lot of my tactics and strategies were absolutely grounded in the white supremacy of the world, of what has been brought up into our society as a whole. I feel like it's extremely important to look at that and sit with that, even though it's really uncomfortable. There's a lot of things in my pricing and the way that I've learned from people before me in this industry that I can very clearly see the conditioning and the brainwashing that is also embedded in white supremacy and white fragility and the danger of those things. So let's all do this together. Let's go at this revolution together. If you are wanting to become a coach, I really, really highly suggest that, you know, you explore and heal and look into your own shit way before you actually start helping people, right? And it doesn't mean that this has to be like a super long process or a super long time, you can absolutely start helping people ASAP, like soon. But try to put your ego aside and truly see like those really, really uncomfortable truths that need to be looked at and healed, and not projected with your clients. It's very important. And that doesn't mean that you can't have conversations with your clients and have real supportive friendships with your clients. Like, a lot of my clients are my friends too. And so there's that balance that needs to come into play. And if you're already a coach, there's that balance that needs to come into play. And like I said, that awareness of, okay, of where can I step back and really restructure and really change the structures of my business without being so afraid of like my image and people seeing me a certain way. It doesn't fucking matter. None of that really matters. What matters is that you're putting in the work. You are giving value to your audience and your community. And you are looking at your own shit that is uncomfortable. And that is part of that work. So that's all I have to say about that. And I have a lot more episodes coming for you. I have a whole rebrand coming. And I really am just hoping that this message is received well. This message is received in a way that maybe even if it's uncomfortable, it is still going to ignite that fire, that catalyst inside of you that knows it can do better. All right. I love you. I hope you all have an amazing weekend, and I will chat with you soon.